Segunda parte, este es de la página 280. Among these papers, there is one that asks what the Zapatists want. It maintains that a lot of information has been manipulated by the media, distorting what is happening here and the path that moves and inspires us. This is the month of August, and for us, it's also the month of memory. So I will try to respond a bit to the question, what do the Zapatists want? Now, it's not going to be easy for the media to understand us. For some strange reason, the Zapatists speak to the future. I mean, our words don't fit in the present, but are made to fit into the puzzle that is yet to be finished. Therefore, patience is a guerrilla virtue. It was 15 years ago that I first came to these mountains. It was then, in one of the guerrilla camps, that I was told a history at dawn, as was mandated, of 15 years before. In this August that so goes, 30 years will have gone by. Now, I will tell it to you just as it comes back to me. Perhaps it won't be in exactly the same words, but I am sure it will be in the same spirit as that of the man who related it to me. Between jokes about my pathetic appearance and the cloth pants I was wearing when he welcomed me to the Zapatist National Liberation Army to plant the tree of tomorrow. There is a story told that in a Saturn town, men and women toiled away at their work to survive. Every day the men and the women went out to their respective jobs. The men to the corn and bean fields, the women to fetch firewood and water. Sometimes there was work that brought them together as equals. For example, men and women will join together to harvest the coffee when its time had come. And so things went. But there was one man who didn't live like that. He worked all right, but not in the corn and bean fields or on the coffee plantation when the means redundant among their branch. No. This man working planting trees on the mountain. The trees this man planted will not grow fast. Each one took entire decades to grow and sent out all its branches and leaves. The other men laughed at this man and found no little fault with him. Why work for things you will never see finish it? It's better to work in the fields to get you a crop in a few months instead of planting trees that will only be grown after you are already dead. You are a fool or crazy because you work for nothing. The man defended himself, saying, "Yes, it's true. I won't see these trees full grown, full of branch, leaves, and birds. Nor will my eyes see children playing under their shade. But if all of us work for just the present day and the day after that, we will plant the trees our descendants are going to need to have shelter, comfort, and joy." No one understood him. The crazy man, or fool, kept planting trees he would never see full grow. Unsensible men and women kept planting and working for the present. Time passed, and they all die. And their children carried on their work, and they were followed by the children of their children. One morning, a group of boys and girls went out for a walk and found a place filled with huge trees, with a thousand of birds living in them, and their great branches giving shade from the heat and shelter from the rain. Indeed, they found an entirely mountain dancing with trees. The boys and girls went back to the town, speaking for marvelous place. The men and women gathered together and went there and were filled with wonder. "Who planted this?" they asked. Nobody knew. They asked their elders, and they didn't know either. Only one old one, the oldest in that community, could give them the information. And he told them the story of the crazy man and fool. The men and women assembled and had a discussion. They saw and understood the man who their antecessors had dealt with so harshly. And they admired that man very much and were fond of him. They knew that memory can travel very far and arrive where no one can guess. The men and women of that day went to the places of the great priests. They made a circle around one great tree in the middle of the grove and put a sign in the colored letters. There, they held a fiesta. Dawn was already approaching when the last dancers were leaving to go to sleep. The great forest was left alone in silence, it raining. When the skies cleared, the moon came out, and the Milky Way's reshaped twisting body one more time. Suddenly, a ray of moonlight insinuated itself among the great branches and leaves of the tree in the middle, and by its faint light you could read the sign of colors that had been left there. To the first ones, those who came later understood, held you. What I am recounting to you was told to me 15 years ago, and 15 years had gone by when that they told me had come to pass. And yes, perhaps it is pointless to say it in words because we say it with deeds. But still, those we came later did understand. And if I am telling you this story, it is not just to give our regards to the first ones, nor is it just to make you a gift of a little piece of that memory that seems lost and forgotten. No, not just for those things, but also to try to answer the question of what the Zapatistas want. To plant the tree of tomorrow. That is what we want. We know that in these frantic times of realistic politics, of fallen banners, of bull substituting for democracy, of neoliberal criminals who call for crusades against what they are hiding and what feeds them, of chameleon-like metamorphosis, saying we want to plant the tree of tomorrow sounds foolish and crazy, but nevertheless, to us, is not a phrase born of a drama or obsolete utopianism. We know all that, and nevertheless, that is what we want. That is what we are doing. How many people in the world that make up the world can say as we do, that they are doing what they want to? We think there are many, that the worlds of the world are filled with crazy and foolish people, each planting their trees for each of their tomorrows. And that day will come when this mountainside of the universe that some call planet Earth will be filled with trees of all colors. And there will be so many birds and comforts that, yes, it's likely no one will remember the first one, because all the yesterdays which vexed us today will be no more than an old page in the old book of the old history. The tree of tomorrow is a space where everyone is, where the other knows and respects the other others, and where the false light loses its last battle. If you press me to precise, I would tell you it's a place with democracy, liberty, and justice. That is the tree of tomorrow. This is what the Zapatistas want. It might seem I've been vague in my answer, but I haven't. I have never spoken so clearly before. In any case, times will come in which these words will fit, and together their embrace will expand, and they'll be heard and guarded, and they'll grow. That is what the words are for, and yes, also those we go speak them.